There was a time when midwives delivered most babies, but in recent decades in the US, that practice has become the domain of obstetricians. We're coming full circle. These days, women are choosing midwives for maternal care. In part two of our series, reporter Ruby DeLuna reports some hospitals are even adding midwifery as a way to expand their service and to help reduce unnecessary C-sections.
All right, let's see if we can hear baby here.
At Island Women's Healthcare in Coopville, Washington, Sarah Meyer is pressing a fetal Doppler on Christine Meyer's belly to check the baby's heart rate.
Great, that's good. So about 140. Perfect. Did you hear
Meyer, no relation to Christine, then checks her ankles for swelling. Christine is 25 years old, and this is her first baby. She says she chose Whidbey General because the hospital offers what she's looking for. A midwife.
I love it. I love Sarah. She's such a cool, you know, laid back. I've heard great things about her from the nurses at the hospital. They think she's just fantastic. So I'm excited to have her there while I'm, you know, giving birth.
Whidbey General is the latest to join other Washington hospitals like Swedish, Northwest, and Overlake that have added midwives to their rosters. The state is trying to reduce the number of C-sections that are not medically necessary. Whidbey General has one of the highest rates in the state, but that number is going down. In 2012, nearly half of first-time low-risk moms had C-sections. So far this year, it's one-third. The hospital made some changes, and that included hiring a midwife. Sarah Meyer is a certified nurse midwife. She joined the hospital in February last year. She delivers babies and can order epidurals or pain meds like obstetricians, but her approach is more focused on using natural remedies, fewer drugs.
All the intervention that we have is important, and there's certainly times when we need to use it and use all of it, but not in every birth. Women have kind of lost the kind of rite of passage that birth can be. And we need to remember that this is absolutely a life-changing event that can be really powerful for women.
Meyer started practicing in her native New Zealand, where it's common for midwives to work alongside obstetricians. But there are clear boundaries. Midwives care for women like Christine. Normal pregnancy, no complications.
Obstetricians are the specialists who would look after women that were considered high risk, so they would have medical conditions that would affect them in pregnancy, or if they had problems in labour, then the midwives would consult the obstetricians and they would be called.
In the US, midwives and obstetricians don't often practice together, but the walls are slowly coming down. At Whidbey General, Meyer works with two obstetricians. Patients can choose Meyer to deliver, but if complications come up during pregnancy or a delivery requires specialized care, one of the obstetricians steps in. Dr. Robert Burnett has worked with midwives throughout his 35-year career, so it wasn't a big adjustment. He says having a midwife provides a different option for those who want it.
They do a lot more hand-holding, you know, there the whole time during labor type thing, where we tend to have our labor and delivery nurses manage a lot of those sort of things, and we're kind of the overseer to make sure things are going well and there's no complications happening.
Burnett doesn't think having a midwife alone has made an impact on lowering the hospital's C-section rates. He says the state has new guidelines like allowing women more time for their labor to progress. Many of those steps are consistent with midwifery practices, and the combination has made a difference. And it has helped providers like him when they counsel women who are anxious to speed up their delivery.
They're tired, they're uncomfortable, they're swollen, they don't feel good, and they want to be done. And then, you know, well, my due date was yesterday, why can't we do something about it? And it's really hard to put them off. Now, actually, it's easier because we say, we have these policies. And, you know, everything, I know you're uncomfortable, but everything's normal with your pregnancy. It's safer for us to give you more time to go into labor.
Burnett expects to see more of this type of integration as healthcare costs continue to rise. The big drawback, he says, is that a midwife can't take calls for him. It has to be another obstetrician.
So let's see, Ms. Christine, what else do we need to think about today?
Back in the exam room, Sarah Meyer orders another blood pressure check before Christine leaves. She also reminds her the prenatal checkups will become more frequent as her due date approaches.
We need to see you every 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
From now.
I can't believe I only have 9 weeks.
And so, you know, next week, next time when we meet, we might talk a little bit about, you know, kind of labor preparation.
And Meyer reassures Christine she'll be in the room with her when she's in active labor. When Meyer arrived at Whidbey General, there were some initial adjustments in the office and in the delivery room. Now they're at a point where their practice more resembles her experience in New Zealand.
What I love about this practice is that the obstetricians and I really work collaboratively, and so we support each other, and I actually think that that's the best way that midwives and obstetricians work, as if we are together as one team.
The hospital staff may be on board, but some patients are still learning about midwifery. Meyer says it's going to take a little time and word of mouth before expecting mothers know the service is available in their community. I'm Ruby DeLuna reporting.